Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation number, please?
It's 251142010008243.
Perfect. Let me pull up your file real quick here. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right.
Busy. It's getting to that time of year again. Yeah. We just got a new phone system, so I'm just going to grab a quick telephone number to reach you back here. Is this Carrie, by the way?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, what's a good number to give you a ring back on?
512-925-1927.
Perfect. And before we start, I'm just going to have you confirm a couple pieces of information on the business, and then after that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction. Carrie, what's the legal name of the business?
It's House Wine Austin, LLC.
Perfect. Is that the DBA name as well?
No, DBA is House Wine.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner, Carrie?
Yes.
And it's an LLC. We have to confirm. Yes. It seems pretty stupid question. How long have you been in business for?
8 years.
All right. And last one. Can you confirm the address we have on file real quick?
408 Josephine Street, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Perfect. Okay, tell me a little bit about your projects, your goals, what you're trying to do.
Well, we're a wine bar, and we're opening like a new party room, VIP room, kind of, you know, just a more multi-purpose area that we can have more events in, and an addition to the building that I leased came available, so I was going to renovate that.
Oh, perfect. So it's attached to part of the building, like it's just another room opened up?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Did you get a good price?
Yeah.
How far away are you are at the paperwork? Is everything all done on that end, or?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I mean, I'm just leasing. Mm-hmm. Stuff. Yeah, the lease is all done. It's all.
Perfect. Are you in there already, or are you just using it for storage right now, or?
Yeah, I'm in there already. I actually got the lease several months ago, so I've been using it for private wine tastings and things.
Okay, so you did a little, as you call, makeshift renovation, just put something together real quick for the time being, but now you're kind of looking to do a little something more professional, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, so tell me about what you're trying to do. Is it carpeting? Are we doing some painting, installing any equipment?
I kind of have started renovating it, and so I do want to pay some of that off, too, of a little bit of credit that I used to start doing it, and sort of realized I needed a little more, you know, and then also I hired another person full-time to start marketing the space, and we really need time to catch up. You know, I kind of like to make it a little bit swankier, like it's just have that, you know, vibe. So it needs some, you know, more stuff. So I need more furniture and some probably, maybe a little bit of equipment to buy for it if we're going to be doing any kind of catering events or things like that. And then I kind of paying the payroll of this other person until the room really picks up. You know, and we're heading into the holiday season, so I'm thinking that, you know, we should be turning a corner, but I just feel like instead of getting behind, I would just like to get ahead and then just, you know.
Yeah.
Get some things caught up and some of the bills paid that I've already on the room, and also, you know, get some other things for it and get it kind of finished up.
Okay, so I got a pretty good idea of the situation. So let's just knock this out, I guess, shopping list form. First of all, we'll start on what you've already got credit for. What's the quote on that?
Oh, the quote on that reservation code?
No. I'm saying the quote for how much money have you spent? How much are you looking to pay the credit? Like you did some remodeling already. What's the figure on that?
The credit's probably like $20,000.
Okay, so you've done about $20,000 work already.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to pay that off. And what now? Next step, moving on to equipment, because we're gonna bang out all the we're gonna do all the hard tangible equipment, and that counts furniture, anything that we can repossess. Will count for equipment, POS systems, anything like that. So give me your shopping list as far as furniture, any other equipment you're looking at on.
Okay, well, I'm looking for, I'm kind of looking for some, I'm trying to think, I sort of set up the room for kind of dinners, and that was sort of a mistake. So I want to get furniture that's more versatile. So I'm looking for like kind of more portable tables and things that can move in and out if we want to use it for dinners. And then I want to have some like banquets maybe built or put in that, because the room is small, so that maybe line the wall versus chairs that are, in and out in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
That I could kind of use double duty, like put up the tables to them or remove the tables, and then they're kind of, lounge seating, so I can have a sort of double duty options for those. I don't know, you want a price, like what it...
No, I don't have to have anything definite right now. We're just trying to initial call, Ballpark. What are you looking to spend on that?
And it's funny too, because I'm kind of looking to spend maybe what I have. Not all of it, obviously, but I don't know. Depends what I get, what I can spend on it.
No, the only reason I'm asking, just because the capital programs and the equipment programs they're obviously different. The capital programs are more short-term loans, and they're unsecured. And the equipment financing is like your traditional car loan or car lease, where it's like a 2 to 5 year term. So, and those, because they're secured by, the equipment themselves, are cheaper. So I don't want, the only reason, I just don't want you to get a working capital loan, turn around and buy equipment or things that would have qualified for an equipment financing, and you could have saved money. I guess I should have brought you up to speed on that. But so that's really reasoning. So as far as equipment, it's mostly just the tables. You want to do the perimeter and like a bench lounge sort of seating. And is there anything else that might fall underneath that?
I guess right now it's mostly, furniture. I don't know. There might be a little bit of, kind of kitchen equipment for the catering. But we're having a chef come in and look and see if we're set up or not. So, I just don't know for sure. I don't know if it just would be better to get a short-term capital.
Yeah, just figure it out on your own.
Credit cards off, and just have a. I'm more concerned about just keeping her on the payroll and keeping the payroll and keeping things paid. More than
because
I can do kind of makeshift on the fly stuff too. Like like I said, if I don't have.
It's a restaurant. Figure it out, I'm sure. Exactly.
I have stuff, move it around.
Okay. So how much capital are we looking for, in addition to the $20,000 for the remodeling, how much for to keep your marketing person on full-time and to finish out any of the rest of the renovations you want to do?
I was thinking, obviously on the terms too, maybe $40,000 or $50,000.
And is total or that for just the payroll?
Well, I was just kind of thinking total. I was kind of thinking if I could get over through the, you know, this whole over to the end of the year, I'd be probably okay.
Okay, so yeah, we'll just stop. We won't worry as much about the details on the shopping list aspect. We'll just look for a total of 40 or 50 would do you good.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah.
Just get all the credit cards paid off, and you know that would free up the cash.
Yeah. And then if you then you can use that credit card to pay for anything, I guess, if you needed to down the road.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, have you ever had a working capital loan before?
Well, I did have a loan with American Express, but I was actually they offered me another one, so I had called them. I do have an considering going through them again, but I didn't know if you're. I just thought I'd call because I happened to get your letter.
Yeah, did you check us out online at all, or?
I did open up your website, and I watched your little video and stuff. I mean, I it looks good. I don't know really what terms are or how. Say you can have maybe better, longer terms. They gave me a year, and they took out it every night from my, processing system.
Is that Amex did that?
Yeah, like I paid it off. I paid it off 2 months early.
What'd they offer you?
Percentage.
They took a percentage. What was the percentage that they were taking from credit cards?
To pay it back, they took out 8% a night.
8%
to pay it back in a year.
Okay.
It was $42,000, and then it was. And so I just paid that off back a few months ago. And
okay.
They offered me another loan, and I kind of was trying to just
see what else is out there. I mean, there's more than one way to do everything. So, some companies will do the, credit card thing where they just draw 8, 9, 10% of whatever you make every day. And some businesses like that. Other businesses don't like the, how they don't really have control. They'd like to have a fixed payment and be able to plan and budget more. So it just depends on what kind of situation you're in. I mean, I've had customers with those loans before that loved them, and I've had people that really didn't like it, would rather have something set up a little bit more fixed so they can plan. So the working capital is similar. It's going to be a lump sum loan. And what we're going to do is you either will qualify for daily, weekly, or in very slim cases, we do even have monthly payback options for that. What is your credit like, Carrie? Personal credit.
Fair. Like, I've been working on it for a couple of derogatory things that really, one was some rental thing that didn't really apply to me. But anyway, I've been working on it this year because I've been trying to refinance my house, and it's fair. I mean, it's like 680 or something like that. I don't know.
Pretty much right on the national average.
Trying to be, above average, but just...
Oh, you'll get there.
Average person.
Trust me, I'm in the same boat. I think I just bought a car a week ago, and I think I was like 667, so I wasn't too happy about it.
It's just kind of like, why haven't I even done anything but pay all my bills,
I had some I didn't pay a water. I got like a thing in the mail from 4 years ago. My name was on a water bill that I forget, from back in college that some stupid stuff like that. I'm like, are you kidding me? But yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
It sucks because at the end of the day, you're like, no, I'm not, I'm not a bad person. I pay my bills on time. What the hell? And you're like, how do I have a $650? They don't care.
I know.
And that,
you like that. Why do I need to be a number?
Well, you. I mean, working here for a couple of years really showed me. Everyone's just a number sometimes. But I mean, what's speaking of numbers, I guess, what'd you do in gross annual sales last year? Because these are the loan amounts are predicated on that. The rates are more, and the term lengths and the payment options, that's more of a credit thing. So what'd you do in revenue last year? Just ballpark it.
Well, for like the, I just pulled up my processing report and did it like last 12 months, I guess. Net volume was 701,164.
Oh, that's what you did. What's on top of your top line revenue on your tax return?
Oh, I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, if you net 700, you probably did a little bit more in top line, right?
Let's see. They had all that printed out for me too. Actually, it looks like the top line is gross receipts of sales, 754,462.
Perfect. That's not bad at all.
I don't know why I don't keep any of that.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what the hell? I made $700,000 and I'm walking home with this in my pocket. You're not the only
wine,
one.
That's about it.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It could be worse. I totally forgot you're in the wine business, man. You know how much money I have to spend on wine. And actually, I'm pretty lucky. My uncle who lives out here in the area, he's a wine vendor, works for Henry Wine Group. So I get a couple sample bottles now and then when I come visit, but nothing consistent.
Awesome. That's crazy. That's what I need to do. Find a wine vendor to hook me up so that I can stop working for wine.
Yeah, exactly. What do your margins look like on the wine bar? Like, do you say for a bottle that costs you $10, what are you gonna make on that?
Margin numbers. Well, I can tell you, I actually just got this income report, and with all these fancy numbers all over it, I'm just like, oh gosh, the margins. What we do typically is we take the bottle price and then times it by four glasses, and they're so.
And then you make your money back on the first glass.
On the first glass. Dad,
my uncle told me the exact same thing. He goes, when they open the bottle to pour the first glass, it's already been paid for.
Yeah, then you can, then you have to at least stress, at least that's paid for, and you've got to get everything, people covered and all that stuff, and the next glass is the next glass paid for.
It's
taxes and the...
two sips of the fourth glass is just about your profit margin.
Yeah, the last glass is mine, and just drink it.
You just drink it. Hey, it could be, like I said, it could be worse. It's not a. If you're in the construction business, you have leftover cement. What are you going to do with that?
That's right. Tie it to your shoes, I guess. Dump it in the river.
That's good. That's good. Back to business a little here. When you did that remodeling on credit, do you have a pay schedule for that? Are you on a net 30 or when do you have to pay? It's kind of in the air.
Oh, it's just revolving credit cards, really.
Oh, okay. So you paid the person that did the work. You just used your credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had them do work for you on credit. So like you need.
No,
I was
sorry,
like, is someone waiting to get paid here? Like how urgent? How I'm trying to just get to the point of how, you know, how urgent is this as far as you know, time frame. Are you like something to do this month, or you know, ideally if we can get it done this week / early next week, be good for you.
Yeah, I mean, the sooner the better, just because of the, basically the payroll. Like, it is kind of getting me upside down with the bank a little bit because it's coming in before the deposits, you know. And I'm just
When does that usually happen? What's your payroll cycle at?
It's weekly, so
that makes it tough on you. Did you pay him already this week?
Yeah, I paid him this week and come through. Like today, it's a weird. The wine business, especially in Texas, is really odd too because like you have to pay your wine inventory twice a month on particular days, and like if you don't pay, then you go on this list and no one can sell wine to you. Like even if you like, it's really weird because it's. Like if you
blacklisted in the wine community,
like instantly. And if you bounce a check or something to someone, it's criminal. It's not just like you're breaking the law, and they can take your license away. And it's also crazy because everything has to get paid like twice a month, right?
At
2 days a month, and that kind of makes it stressful too because there's no like, well. You know, let me sell this wine first, and then I'll pay you, and then I'll look this out, and then I'll do that.
Some kind of accounting error happens, and you bounce a check. It sounds like you're up the creek without a paddle there.
I know.
How do you bounce back from that? Like, what do you do? Do you, like, call up the board or the blacklister and be like, hey, I settled my debt. Like, can you get me back on the... what do you do?
Well, yeah, like, they... I've been put on the list, not for bouncing a check, but for just the check didn't get there in time, like the mail or something. Mm-hmm. And then usually, like, it's the rep's responsibility to call me and make sure and say, hey, where's your check? And they'll come and pick it up or do something different before you get on the list. But my rep was in Italy or something, and I didn't get notified that the company actually, I think they said they... It went to the wrong department. I don't know. But anyway.
Shit fell through the cracks.
Yeah. And I'm so mad. I'm like, you're my partner, and you're basically calling the cops on me. Like, you just put me on this list and, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, but once they get the check, it's all, like, automated somehow. Then they just go in and take you off the list. So, I don't know.
Oh.
But it's so creepy because you're just, like, always being... You know, it just adds a level of stress to your...
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to, like, own your own business, and then to also have that business be a wine bar, I'm sure, you know, that's not just the easiest business in the world to just operate on a day-to-day basis. Like, are you in there 7 days a week, or how hands-on are you?
Yeah, and we're open 7 days a week, too. And, you know, we're only maybe close 3 days a year. And,
wow.
And I manage it, so the people, you know, have all, and just, you know, I mean, it's like, at least, you know, if there's wine involved, I always remind myself, like you said, it could be worse, but, you know, it's good.
It could be worse,
and I've been, you know, good customers and everything, but it is kind of tough sometimes to keep it.
Do you have a lot of competition in the area? Like, is it other bars or wine bars or?
You know, it's interesting because when I first opened 8 years ago, there really wasn't that many. There was only like two other ones. And actually right now, they're just booming. You know, Austin's booming and wine bars are everywhere. And everybody wants to call themselves a wine bar, too. So they're saying, you know, grill and wine bar, what restaurant and wine bar, you know. But in actuality, I'm pretty much the only wine bar that's a bar. Like, we serve some food, like small plates and cheese. And pizzas and stuff, but we don't have a kitchen. So everyone else is actually, in my eyes, kind of a restaurant because I've been in, I go to them too, and I like them. They're all great. But, you know, some places won't even sit you at a table unless you're going to order food. And it's kind of like, well, I'm going to drink more than I'm going to eat. So you should.
Yeah, like, I'm here to drink. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or whatever.
That's like walking into a bar and saying, hey, you know, you're not allowed to take a seat here unless you know, Yeah. You're going to order some appetizers. It's like, hey, man, I'm trying to watch football and drink a beer.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So it's weird because there's a lot of competition, but at the same time, I'm kind of a very unique space, you know? Like, I'm in an old house, and I have a nice yard that I put, you know, built that around there. And, you know, people like to be outside, and we're just a bar, so we're real low-key and relaxed.
What about beer as far as, do you sell beer?
Yeah, we sell probably about a dozen beers and ciders. And
okay. Are you like, because I know in San Diego it's just the craft beer here, it's out of control. Like, you'll get a dirty look if you walk into a bar and order like a Miller Lite. Like, it's out of control. Like, it's like the new, everybody's got, you know, 33 different IPAs, and there's grapefruit IPAs and triple, you know, is that the same out over there? Is that just here? Because I don't know, it seems like it's like out of control here.
Yeah, I feel like it is here too. It's just nuts. Like, they're just opening up all over in new breweries, and people are going crazy over beer, you know. And yeah, no, it's happening here too.
It's the new classy thing, man. Drink an 11% beer and see what happens.
I know, and it's not like I'm against beer, is just too filling, and it's too like, yeah. I can't drink that much, but I can drink lots of wine, but I can't drink barely one beer.
that's funny.
That's funny. Are you in San Diego?
This was in San Diego, but I'm originally from like the New Jersey, New York area, so every time I go home, every once in a while, it's not like it is over here, just like the snobbiness of it, like, it's like I said, like you actually will get like, can I get 2 milliliters? Like, what are you, 12? Like,
you know. Yeah, and your beginner beer.
Yeah, you're like,
beer.
Oh, you don't even drink stouts yet.
It's funny because I'm actually from San Diego. Oh my gosh,
no way, where from?
But I haven't been there, I haven't been back home this year. I was supposed to be back last month. But I'm from, I was born and raised like there. So Mission Hills and Point Loma.
Oh, yeah, that's so dope. I lived in OB for a while. Right now I'm living in Pacific Beach.
Okay.
It's a little bit more fun. But
yeah, for sure.
A little bit.
I lived in Pacific Beach for a while. I lived in Mission Beach. I moved here, I guess 10 years ago now. It's crazy. But from Fashion Hills, like, I was living right above Fashion Valley, that little kind of area.
Mm-hmm. And I used to live next to that mall there. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm sure. How's Austin? My roommate said he's moving out there next year. I'm like, why don't go over to Texas, man? There's nothing there for you.
Weird because, like, Texas, I mean, there would be no place to live in Texas other than Austin, but it's still challenging for sure. And there's definitely still a lot of, I don't know, you know, it's a different, I mean, Austin is at least more of a melting pot. It's a capital city, and there's a lot more diversity and more, like, you know, different ideas than, like, you, but you don't have to go far out of Austin to just be like, oh my God, I'm in Texas. These people.
Yeah, like, oh my. You know, like, that guy is a cowboy for a living, like, literally.
And they're so landlocked, you know, like, you're right in the middle, like, in San Diego, you can go so many places for the weekend, you can be in Mexico, you can be in the mountains, you can ski, you can
beach,
you can, you know, I mean, you can be in San
Diego. A little bit of everything.
But here, you can't go anywhere.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if it's for me, but good to hear you're having a good time there. I'll tell my buddies. It's not too bad.
Well, at least it's kind of pretty. There's the water that goes through the city, but maybe you'll come and visit him and you can.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I'll have to formulate my own opinion there.
I'm hoping to come back one day.
Yeah, I mean, today it's raining actually for like the first time in 3 months. It's pretty weird. I think we pretty much got everything done as far as just like initial, like, you know, feeling it out, seeing what you're looking for. It definitely qualifies. I mean, usually we can free up about, you know, little, you know, anywhere between 8% and 12%, depending on credit, of the gross annual sales. So you're right in that ballpark, having that 750 to get what you need, around 40 or 50K. As far as term length, though, what are you shooting for? You want to go hot longer than that 12 months?
I mean, I would kind of like to, just if possible. I mean, I don't like what you were describing with the two payment options of, you know, what people like. I honestly don't like them taking out the 8% every night, because I don't have any control. And then when I have a really good night, they just get more, and then I end up paying it off 2 months early. You know, I mean, it was great to have it paid off, but it kind of, you know, I would have rather preferred a daily payment, even of a certain amount.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Just to, I'm going to run some really quick numbers. If you had 40,000 over 18-month term, you would be looking at a daily payment at right around $105. And that's with zero interest. So add on a little bit of interest, then you're looking maybe like 120 a day. I mean, again, this is just complete ballpark, but you know, that can give you a good mindset of what you're looking at. You know, under 150 a day, but that's like definitely more manageable, as far as you can just plan what you're looking to do. Not have it again, if you have that really good night and you know you don't want to just give it all back to them, or you could just 150 and you keep going. And again, that's more of a higher end quote. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to come back with, but you know, for 40K to be, you're probably going to be paying, you know, well under 150.
So I don't know. Okay, and that and then once you run it or whatever, you actually give me the...
Yes, yeah, exactly. And we get that about 24 hours once we get your paperwork back. So we're really quick on that end, because that's pretty much the issue with the banks, is that it takes about 30 days. So here it's kind of like a... Just give us your paperwork. We'll get you some numbers. If it works for you, you like what we got, then we'll get some documents for you. If not, we'll try and go back to the drawing board, maybe get longer term, shorter term. That's kind of why I'm asking you. Ideally, like 40 or 50K over 18 months would be something that you can handle with like a daily payment around like $120, $130. That sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, like, that's what I had borrowed, I guess, 45 from them, and paid it off like in 9 months. And so, I mean, I know, I feel confident I could do it. I would prefer to stretch it out more and not feel so, you know, I mean, I would be a little bit easier for sure. So it'd be nice to have it over the 18 months in a more regular payment.
Yeah, I mean, about 50 grand, you're looking on the higher end, around 180 a day for 18 months. And again, these are all completely, you know, I'm trying to get a little bit for the higher end so we can kind of beat that and come up with a little better than that. But I just to give you a ballpark expectation.
Okay. And then, so once you do it and you run and everything, then we can kind of decide which number, where to go.
Yeah, and we have a couple different programs, so you might have options between, you know, 40 grand for 12 months, or 50 grand for 18 months, or 30 grand for 10 months. So, again, that's why I'm trying to just get as much feedback as I can on what you can afford, what you're budgeting for, what you ideally would like, so that when we get, you know, we have... I don't even know how many different working capital programs, but yeah, it's probably like 20 or 30. So we'll get you into the best one that suits your needs.
The really best one, yeah.
Exactly. Well, see, the thing is, sometimes it depends. Like, sometimes the best one isn't the cheapest one. It's maybe the one with the longest term, with the lowest payments, and you want to budget for that. Or sometimes it's whichever one can get me the money in my bank account by on Tuesday, because that's when my construction job starts. So...
Right. So. It's a kind of like a little both of those things going. But yeah. But probably the sooner would be
exactly
more ideal because I'm, yeah.
Okay. What's a good email to shoot the info over? I need like a tax return and some bank statements and the application. Oh, and do you take credit cards? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Do you have is your merchant person or provider Square?
No.
Oh, thank God. Because they're the only ones that like don't do traditional merchant statements. Because we need to see because it's a revenue-based loan, and you know you're sending your bank statements in, and if like a lot of your revenue comes in via credit cards, we'd like to see like how many swipes you had and the dollar amounts for each month. So do you have something like that?
Well, I have I can access all the monthly statements online. Is that what you need?
Yeah, just the merchant statements. Like 4 months of those, 6 months of bank statements, and a tax return application. We're good to go. Have some numbers in front of you in 24 hours.
Okay, so 4 months processing, 6 months bank.
It'll all be in the email. You don't have to like write it down or anything.
Oh, you're sending me an email.
Okay. Yeah. What's a good email?
Okay. It's housewineaustin@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Just out of curiosity, what kind of marketing are you guys doing right now? All online, or do you do any direct mail?
We've pretty much just kind of do all social media and word of mouth, and we do a lot of events, and we're right next to the big ACL. You know, we get a lot of traffic around us, and we're, you know, but we did just try and add in a local thing for the ACL event, but we've done it before, and I don't think it's paper ads are really working, but we did it.
Well, yeah. Well, who's your target audience? Is it like more of who would your target audience be? Like moms? Like mostly women, I'm assuming?
You know, it's funny. We were like 90% women, and now we're almost 50-50. You know, but
all the guys are coming out of the woodwork. Okay, it's cool to drink wine in public. It's
heard right. About all the pretty women that were there, I think.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you know what? That's probably that's probably the reason.
Ladies. ladies drinking wine. I think the word got out.
Word got out about the watering hole.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, mostly, we've gotten a lot more younger people, which is cool. Like, an older lady kind of commented on it last week. She goes, "Guy, you run a lot more younger people." I'm like, yeah, they just look younger to you. That's what's happening to me, too.
No, don't say that.
But, you know, so anyway, it's a kind of a gamut, but we're mostly a neighborhood place. You know, yeah, mostly local people around our area, and we have a lot of growth, a lot of condos, things being torn down and being built all around us. So, I guess, you know, unfortunately for Austin, that's happening, but fortunately for us, it's, you know, happening right all around us. So, we're right near downtown, like in a pretty good location. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Are you guys growing at all, or, you know, how are you doing year over year?
Yeah, like every year we're growing, which is good, and that's kind of, you know, we have the space is small and we have limited capacity and
it's probably hard to tell if it's like, is it something you're doing? Is the city just growing? It's hard to quantify that kind of stuff, where it comes from. All you got to worry about is, are you growing or are you not? Don't worry about where it's coming from.
Well, that's good, because it is hard to tell, too. And then, you know, you think, well, more people, but then more places are opening up, too, you know? So you have all that as well.
Yeah.
And it's just really hard to... You're just grateful every day that people still want to come drink wine in a bar town, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so far, we're still growing every year, and I think that's why we're really just trying to open up this other room and have other avenues for more events.
That's where you're gonna make good money, because you know selling wine's great, but when you can just charge somebody for the room for a business party and just you know collect your money on top, throw a cocktail waitress in there and be done, that'd be an ideal situation, right?
Yeah, It is. Our parties, every time, you know, we try to book parties, and it's like, oh, we just need a party every day. It's perfect. It's easy, you know? It's like
mm-hmm.
a room.
No, I used to wait tables for a while, you know, while I was in school, all that stuff, and you know, that's the easiest money, man. You got everybody in one spot. Usually everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah, right. They're at a party, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so really hoping that we can get this party room getting booked up. And I think we will. We already have parties. We've been having parties for 8 years. It's just we can't accommodate bigger ones or more.
Nicer ones, so. Upscale ones.
Yeah, nicer
like
ones.
That. I got it.
Right.
Alright, well, I'll shoot this email out to you in like a couple minutes, and I'll follow up. I'll give you another like day or two to figure this out, get all the paperwork. I'll touch base with you Friday morning, or are you busy in the mornings, or what does your schedule look like?
Well, if it's late morning, early afternoon is probably better because I am up really late.
Okay.
Not really thinking too early in the morning.
Let's shoot 11 o'clock your time.
Okay, that sounds good. And then, I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Pete.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're not sitting with your name. I got your name and your address in front of me, so if I ever forget, I always can just refer back. It's like cheating, kind of. I know. All right, Carrie. Well, you have a good rest of your day, and then take care. Good luck with the wine tonight.
Oh, thank you. You're great to be here.
I will. I'll shoot that app over. I will. It's raining today, honestly. It's the first time I've seen rain in 3 months. I don't know what to do.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, careful, those drivers out there in the rain.
I know. They don't know what to do. They're like, it might as well be snowing in San Diego.
Right, exactly. You say
all right. Take all care, right. Carrie. It's good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.